Welcome to The Making of You. I'm Alexandria, founder of The Mastery Project and your Transformation Hub. And this podcast is dedicated to the whys and ways to transform the mundane into the magical, the doable into enjoyable, successful and purposeful, all while becoming the architect of your own life. Already today, our episode is of five ways to understand the power of be. So what do I mean by that? Well, I don't mean buzzy bee. So my number one is be, as in the state of being. So the opposite of doing. Now, why have I highlighted being today? Well, of course, it's a really, really important part of our transformational capacity, our ability to create the fulfillment that we truly seek. And it is, or has been until relatively recently, rather undervalued or overlooked in our world. So what does it mean to me? Well, basically, if you are being, then you are, of course, choosing to be with the aspect of yourself which is about allowing, about receiving, and about being literally at one or in a degree of alignment with yourself and with your greater connection with all that is, with the unlimited flow of energy. So being, for a lot of people, has been considered to be a bit of a passive state, like you're doing nothing or you're wasting time or it literally has no purpose. But actually, it is a constant reminder and a beautiful way of us keeping all of our experiences and all the dimensions of ourself together in unity, in inclusiveness, and reminding ourselves that if we are being, we get the opportunity to expand beyond our humanness. So the human being, the human daily life. And so we also get to realize that we're not only a human doing, we are, of course, a cosmic interdimensional human being. So my number one is, why is it so important to recognize our being state? Well, because it is very, very helpful in all areas of our experience. And it is 50% of our capability and resources. And it is, of course, the gateway and the state of being that helps us co-create with the greater universe, helps us harness our infinite potentiality. And it is the place where we literally, as Tesla would say, become a receiver for the greater universe, for all of the inspiration and the greater wisdoms and eternal wisdoms that are within the collective consciousness and within all of the greater universe that surrounds us and of which we are a part. So my number one is, please don't mistake doing for the whole part of the show, all right? So if you're doing something constantly, i.e. taking action, applying, being in a material experience, feeling that you are contributing, all of that is doing. It is, of course, important. It's 50% of your presence, but it's not the only part of you, and it isn't the only productive part of you. So just because you are creating, doing in the physical, doesn't mean to say that you're not creating or fueling creation when you are in your being state. Alrighty, so my number two is, being is, of course, vital, because when you are in the being state, you are, as I said, commanding that infinite connectedness that everyone has. We've all individually got a spark of divinity that is uniquely ours. But of course, it's a choice to connect in with that. It's a choice to accept, to acknowledge, and to appreciate that part of ourselves. And of course, our outside world would much more like to encourage us to be human, to be physical, to be practical. and not necessarily to consider ourselves as humans in a matrix of interdimensional states of being, and humanness be one of those states of being. So my number two is, remember that when you check in to your being state, what you are doing is putting your human life in context. You are connecting consciously with that infinite potential, with the infinite flow of energy through your heart center. And you are giving yourself an opportunity to download, if you will, your latest flow of creative inspiration. And of course, within that flow is the energy and the opportunity to bring that into your human life, your physical and daily experience. So being is fueling you, all right, from the inside out, and it is the very important aspect that, because it's not moving about, it's not physicalized as we would think of it in an action sense, it can get very overlooked. Alrighty, so when you are being my number three, what is actually happening for you? Well, you are, as I've said, connected infinitely to your interdimensional states of being. Now, those don't need to get super complicated, labelled or named in an intellectual sense, but I like to just say it is the greater unity of yourself. But when you connect in with that, of course, you're going to be inspiring or reminding yourself of the opportunities that unity bring you. So yes, I'm going to go there. Of course, when you're being, you're bringing your energy back from extremes, from the stress of perhaps an all or nothing type of lifestyle to some degree, because a lot of us are, of course, driven to do in our daily lives in order to manifest, to achieve, to accumulate physically. But equally, we can sort of lose touch if we don't commit to being and utilize and understand that state, because we get so caught up in all the things that we're doing. So as a result, we can actually slip into greater and greater degrees of imbalance, and we actually don't necessarily know how imbalanced or how stressed we are becoming. So the key with being, and if you choose to be on a regular basis in whatever way works for you, then you're going to be able to check in first and foremost with your balance, with your heart-mind balance. And you're also going to be able to understand, am I functioning within a kind of self-loving parameter? So if you imagine a pendulum hanging down, is that pendulum swinging sort of gently around a point of balance, or is it taking huge swings out to the extremes of yourself? And that is the key with being. You're monitoring that you are not going to, obviously, when you realize that you're getting polarized or stressed or outside of your self-loving balance point, your being gives you that option to recalibrate, to realign and to de-stress and to bring yourself back into a state of balance that is nurturing, self-loving and is going to be supporting you on all levels in your daily life, in your emotional well-being, in your mental health and in the way you experience your life and the degree of fulfillment that you experience. So in my number three, being is so important because it's a little bit like a cosmic overview. It's tapping you on the shoulder and supporting you in finding out how imbalanced you are. Or on the other side, it is actually helping you appreciate how consolidated and how balanced and how well-resourced you are in the sense of how supportive you are for your mental, emotional and physical well-being. So as we know, the more balance in our lives, the easier it is for us to command our doing and being energy, the easier it is for us to command our universal and unlimited potential and the fuel that flows through us in our unlimited connectedness. And also, when we're being, we are being able to put any of our struggles on a daily basis, any of our misalignments, any of our unconscious cycles into the light, into a expanded perspective. And so we can say to ourselves, oh yeah, I hadn't thought of it that way, or we're stepping back within ourselves to understand everything that's going on in our life in a more expanded and more self-loving and potentially more supportive way. So being really gives us that opportunity to connect from the heart center. And of course, it strengthens, it nurtures our heart-mind alignment, because we're saying we're not separate. There is always an answer. We are always connected. We do have energy. Yes, there could be a lot of things that our ego doesn't like that are underway in our lives. But equally, we do have a choice and we do have the energy to make the changes. And being is a place where we can receive that inspiration, the alternatives, the cosmic messaging that perhaps we don't hear on a daily basis. So my number three is, please remember that being is an essential part of your heart-mind alignment. It's always going to support you in self-loving activity, in bringing yourself back to balance, supporting all levels of your physical well-being, your mental, emotional well-being. And it is the fuel that keeps every part of your life going, because it is that original connection that you're nurturing and that you're refining. Okay, so number four, what else can being help us with? Well, it is a magical connection, as I've touched on in number three, for inspiration, for thinking outside the box, for nurturing creative muscles to build alternative approaches to anything in our lives. Now, the ego would love us, or our limited self would love us, to just like move in into our minds and just listen to ego 24/7 and live inside the box, be safe and join in with a limited perspective. But of course, we've made other plans. We are expanding our consciousness and our awareness. And so we are going to benefit by being with having an excellent connection, a very expanded, full of options, full of alternatives. And we, by connecting in through being, are going to be able to energize those alternatives in our daily life. So it's a bit like magic, you could say, telepathically. Gosh, I was thinking, if only I had a solution to that. But I am open to it, and I've spent time in being, in whatever way that is for you, whether it's meditation, whether it's simply being with oneself with pleasant music in the background, maybe it's a time of quiet. But it is a great magical space to hear the connections within our greater reality that can support us in turning obstacles into opportunities or transforming problems into solutions. So the being state is a constant energetic stimulation, not in the sense of adrenaline, of fear, of feeling driven or feeling constantly put upon. It is a stimulation in the sense of the recognition, in a beautifully balanced and calm way, that we are always connected, we are always in loving consciousness, we are always in a supportive connection with everything in our world, if we choose to nurture it regularly and we choose to recognize and strengthen our alignment with it. Okay, my last point today about being is that if we want to develop the more expansive and magical, some people think they're mythical, whatever you perceive, the sentiences, the technologies, the telepathy, the greater aspects of the consciousness, if you believe you have those capacities, then being is going to offer you that opportunity. Because within our own world, it isn't necessarily going to be something that our ego or our physical self or our limited self has any true and authentic understanding of. But when we are being, we're in that connectedness that can help us develop those talents, those degrees of sentience, can guide us in, as we know, the paradigm shift that we're living in, and be able to support us in the immaterial and non-physical changes that we're undergoing in this paradigm shift process. Okay, well, it's been my great pleasure today to talk about the power of be, and I hope it will encourage you to consider incorporating some being in your daily doing and supporting yourself and keeping your energy levels balanced, keeping yourself in that beautiful, inspirational, calm and joyous and purposeful place. If you've enjoyed this content, then I would love you to like and subscribe on the chosen podcast platform. You can also choose to come direct to source and visit us at yourtransformationhub.com. There are lots and lots of beautiful journeys, inner journeys there available to download to help you with your self-awareness process and with the development of your conscious journey and creating, of course, the life that you're meant to have. Thank you very much for joining me.